Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Broadcasted from Konami HQ in downtown Tokyo, it's the world-renowned Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the first official episode of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. My name is Sean Eistone, and I'll be your navigator and guide through this session, and I'm here with...
Aki Saito, I'll be your kind of your sub-navigator and fill in with jokes. Joined by...
I'm Ken Imaizumi, producer of Metal Gear Solid 4. I'm just watching and maybe chatting a little.
That's cool, Ken, but we need your tips.
Okay.
All right, John, let's play through the game.
All right, so everyone's gathered here at the lobby of the Advent Palace.
Okay.
So first of all, I just want to tell everyone, just stay where you are, don't move. We have a few things we want to explain before we begin.
Okay.
Okay, so throughout this tour, and this doesn't apply to just this tour, but, you know, through all these game guides, there are going to be parts, you know, sections where we're going to tell the user to maybe equip a certain item, like the solid eye.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really useful for looking around for items and...
you know, especially night vision.
Right, right, yeah. Night vision and things like that. Mm-hmm. But the only problem, of course, is that you cannot equip night vision. You cannot equip the solid eye.
Oh!
No!
Oh!
While equipping the iPod.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
So they have to stop
and then...
Right. So what we want you to do is just switch items from the iPod, and what that'll do is it'll pause the broadcast, pause your podcast here, and switch to the solid eye, confirm the location of whatever items you're looking for, and then come back and your podcast should resume where you left off.
Wow, okay, that's handy.
Yeah.
Not too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, everyone, you should be in the lobby of Advent Palace. You'll see in the center of the lobby, there's this big carpeted area. So I want everybody to just kind of walk over to that carpet. So what we want to do is put on your solid eye and enable night vision and kind of spin around and you'll see a Playboy over here on this couch.
The couch in the corner.
Right, right, right. In front of that is a Claymore mine. So the first thing you want to do is kind of crawl up to the Claymore mine and pick that up.
This is just too obvious, right?
I mean, it is obvious, yes, but you know. There might be newbies out there who just started the game. Maybe they don't know.
Well, maybe just too excited about getting the Playboy.
Right, right, right. They see a Playboy and they just kind of dash towards it.
Was this a kind of an intention? I mean...
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, throughout this stage, you'll see a lot of traps basically set throughout the Advent Palace. Really obvious, you know, lame traps with, you know, Playboy next to the Claymore and some kind of food or something, you know, an item next to Claymore or sleep, that's mine. And yeah, it's all intentional. Basically, it's Akiba who's setting all these traps.
Yeah, well, so in order to avoid these traps, what's your recommendation? Is it night vision?
Basically, night vision is a very good strategy. What they can do is just enable the solid eye, and when you spin around, if you see the item, you'll see the trap in front of it because the Claymore mines will kind of glow. And yeah, just crawl up to it and pick it up, and it'll be added to your inventory.
Cool. Okay. So where do we go next, Sean?
All right. Next, do your night vision thing. Spin around, and you'll see a sleep gas mine in the corner there.
That's a trap too, right?
That is a trap. And the goal here, some people may not realize, is that you're actually supposed to follow these sleep gas mines to the top of the building. Because if you spin around, you'll see that there are several ways up. There are a few staircases and corridors around here. But the correct route is marked by these sleep gas mines.
Oh, seriously, I didn't know. I just went, you know, I knew the
Did
stages.
Did you play a game?
Yes, yes.
Did you play this game?
Okay, I played it through, but, you know, I don't think it was a guide to tell you which route it is. I mean, I thought it was just a trap. I mean, I search everywhere, basically in the floor. And then, oh, I can't go here, I must go there. But that's a very simple solution, isn't it?
Yeah.
So basically, you want to follow the sleep gas mines up.
Okay. All right, Sean, where we go next?
Okay, so what we want to do, crawl over here, pick up that sleep gas mine, and now let's run up to the second floor.
And where we're heading?
We're heading towards the bathroom.
Bathroom, okay, you got that, guys?
Are these stairs?
Okay, we're up the stairs, and then we're heading for the bathroom. This is the second floor?
Yeah.
Well, first floor, we call it in Europe, I guess. But...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. So you'll see a Claymore there.
Yeah.
And this is actually not the correct path, but go ahead and pick up the Claymore. And so here we are in front of the bathroom.
Yeah. So we took the right once we came up the stairs.
Right.
And we collected the Claymore and we're in the bathroom, right?
Right.
Okay, guys.
Remember that the Claymores show the incorrect path, but you know, there are some hidden things off the shortest path. So,
so there's a lot of goodies in the bathroom?
Yeah, well, not exactly a lot of goodies, but you know, there are a few interesting things. Yeah. So first of all, let's go into the women's bathroom.
Was that the, is that the interesting thing?
I mean, come on, we're in a game.
Okay, let's check it out.
Take advantage of
it. Yeah,
So on the left, you'll see the women's bathroom. On the right is the men's bathroom. Uh-huh. So you got a smoke grenade there.
Yeah, we got one item.
Right.
What's this?
Okay, so you see on the wall here, if you go into first-person view and look at it,
there's a sign here.
There's a sign that basically, you know, kind of shows you the correct way to use the toilet.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. But
that's very useful.
Yeah, you know, for people who may not know, you're not supposed to stand on the toilet. Mm-hmm. But what we really want to look at, it's kind of interesting, is if you look behind the character's head, there's a little something there.
What is it?
Yeah, there's kind of a little dot there. Well, maybe you can't see it too well, but that's actually a bandana.
Oh, I see. I get it.
So that is actually Snake.
So you guys got it? I mean, go to the ladies' room, go to the first stall.
Well, it's on the second stall also, but there's some wood blocking
it. See,
yeah, yeah, there's a, what do you call it?
Sign. A placard.
Which is Snake, actually.
Right.
Cool.
What he's doing in the women's bathroom, I don't know.
Cool. So every time you create bathrooms, you check bathrooms all over the world?
Yeah, we do intensive research.
Good, you know, good.
Fly out to Alaska, check the bathrooms there.
Especially the ladies'
Middle
room,
Eastern
right?
bathrooms. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Right, Ken?
Me?
Yeah, you check the bathroom.
You, right?
No. You took videos, right?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
But enough. Ladies' room.
Let's, where are we going to go next, Sean?
Okay, next I want to take you into the men's bathroom.
Oh, suddenly I'm not interested.
Well, sorry. If you look, there's a hole in the rear of the women's bathroom, so we'll just go through there.
That was very handy. So we're now at the men's room.
We're now at the men's room. And what we want to do is kind of go through this other hole in the back of the men's room.
Right. Okay, we're through.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then head to the right, and you'll see a doorway on your left.
Yes.
You want to just stop in front of that doorway. Mm-hmm. Don't just run in because there is a claymore mine there, and you'll blow yourself up. If you crawl through that door, you can pick up the claymore mine, and up here on this table, you'll find some instant noodles.
Oh.
Hidechan ramen, right? Yeah.
This is a really good item to boost you up, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a very good item. It restores a lot of health, and it tastes great.
So, where we go next?
Okay, so next, what I want to do is head back.
You hear Otacon going on about some kind of trap.
You should be standing right in front of the infrared
lasers.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so what this is it's a trap laid by Akiba, and you can't go through here right now, so, you know, don't try it, you'll just kill yourself. But what happens is later on, you know, Akiba will come and disarm this trap.
Yeah.
Some people might not realize is that you can actually jump over the hole once the lasers are gone, and you can pick up a really nice item on the other side.
Oh, really? Oh, you can't do it now, right?
Can't do it now because there's the trap there. But once it's gone, you can jump over this hole, and on the other side, there's a GP-30 grenade launcher.
Cool. Really?
Can't see it from here, but it's just around the corner there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll save this for later.
Right. Uh-huh. So after the event, during the frog battle, let's keep that in mind and pick that up later.
All right, then where can we go next?
Okay, so next, let's head up to the third floor kitchen.
So let's go upstairs then.
Yeah. What you want to do is head through the hole in the men's room and head out into the hallway here and take a right and just follow the hallway and it'll go until you get to the staircase here on your left and head on up.
Well, by the way, you know, I tried. When I first played the game, I tried using my cigarette and things like that to, of course, make that infrared lasers obvious. And I thought I could pass through it. I kind of died a couple times.
Four times.
Yeah.
I died so many times.
Yeah, but I kind of realized. So we're...
We're
on the stairs.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Upstairs. Yeah. And we should be... actually guided by this sleep gas.
Right, yeah. Sleep gas mine. So pick that up.
So you're on the stairs and you're on the third floor. You're going to the third floor.
So I'm on the third floor.
And take a right.
Take a right. Yeah, that's basically the only way you can go. So
you can make a right. And what do we do? Do we...
You'll see a sleep gas mine kind of down the hallway. So stop at the doorway in front of the sleep gas mine. And head through that.
Okay.
And you'll find yourself in the kitchen.
Okay, everyone ready to be in the kitchen? We're in the kitchen, so make sure you guys are in the kitchen right now.
What we want to do is look into these ovens here.
In the ovens?
People may not realize it, but there's something cooking in the oven.
Wow, what is it?
What's this food?
It's actually cakes.
Some
kind of French cake.
Actually, a lot of people probably won't realize this, right?
Right. I mean, it's just kind of hidden in these ovens here. Okay, so next we'll head up to the dining room, kind of across the room here.
So we go out of the kitchen to the dining room?
See these windows on the opposite end of the kitchen?
Yeah.
And on the other side of that, there is the dining room.
Okay, everyone go to the dining room. This is really well-built facility. I mean, there's the kitchen and the dining room. Oh, we're in the dining room?
Yeah. We are in the dining room now. Okay, so what we want to do now is there's some items here, mm-hmm. and so once again, we want you to use night vision, mm-hmm. and you'll see some items here. Mm-hmm. One of the first iPod tracks is right here in the dining room.
Yes.
But be careful, because there is also a claimer mine next to that.
Yeah.
So pick that up.
So I kind of think that everyone will know, but when there is a kind of a valuable item, there's always should be a trap.
Yeah,
really
close to it. In this stage, yeah, it kind of works that way. And one thing I want to point out here is just take a look at this, you know, big glass window here,
yeah.
which is looking into the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Mm, okay. You know, one thing that people may not realize is just how much trouble it was to get this glass window in here.
Why? Why is that?
Because it actually, you know, consumes quite a bit of resources and memory. We started out with this glass window here,
uh-huh.
and as we were going through and the stage kind of filled up with things, we were told that, you know, there's not enough memory, so we had to get rid of it.
Oh.
So it was taken out.
Yeah.
But now it's back in. Towards the end, basically, you know, we had the programmers kind of scramble and do what they can, and, you know, the designers trying to find shortcuts and tricks, and finally be able to get this glass window in here.
Oh, so definitely we shouldn't break this window, right?
I mean, you should not be shooting it like I am.
Yes, yes. Right now, Sean's shooting this black big glass window like crazy and shot all of them. I think everyone probably does it.
That's the fun thing about it, you know,
fun to break something.
Yeah, it's just break everything.
So I want everyone to remember how difficult it was for the whole team to create this big glass window, right?
Mm-hmm. Bottles and...
Okay.
All right.
We're gonna step out from the dining room, Sean, and then...
Okay, so next, let's head over to the bar. The first thing that you want to do is face these windows here, and the door that you want to head through will be on your right-hand side, so turn to your right. And there's like a little table next to it. So let's go through that doorway.
And then we want to go to the bar.
Yeah, the bar. So we go through the bones and then we find the bar. Yeah.
Right.
Cool bar.
Okay, so there's a bar here.
All right.
Okay, stop once you get out to this kind of open area.
Yeah, in the hallway,
In the hallway. Take a look up and you'll see this big canopy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With some nice light shining down.
Uh-huh.
We really had to work hard to get this in here also because, you know, what we really wanted to do is have like this really nice lighting effect with shadows coming down from above and really kind of an atmospheric kind of touch to it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's like dust floating around in the light. And, shadow coming down from the canopy.
PS3 stuff,
yeah,
right?
Very, very next gen, you know, very nice. And a useful thing about this also is after you get to the top of this stage, you know, the frog, the Haven troopers.
Yeah, we're going to go into the battle.
Right, they'll come in and they'll catapult in. And from this vantage point, you can actually see them coming in. Because the way they enter battle is they launch in using catapults.
Yeah.
And from this vantage point, you can actually see their shadows on the top of this canopy.
Right.
So you can actually see their route that they're taking.
Cool.
When they come to attack you. And so if you look at that and you follow the shadows, you can actually anticipate where they're going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you have the time, you can lay some, maybe some claymore mines or something like that. Mm. And lay some traps for them, since you know where they're coming.
Okay.
All right.
Let's head next.
Okay, next we're going to head up to the fourth floor.
Okay.
Head over here, pick up a sleep gas mine.
Is this the only sleep gas mine around here?
There is actually another sleep gas mine.
On the left.
On the left. What we want to do is head to the right.
When we exit the dining room and we head right, and then we take the stairs up to the... Which floor are we on now? Fourth now?
We're going to the fourth floor.
Okay, let's go to the fourth floor. All right, finally.
All right.
Here we go.
Now we're out here, and you'll notice a rat. And what I want you to notice is that rat that kind of scurried away when you came upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Follow that rat, and he'll show you something kind of interesting.
Yeah, there's a kind of an opening.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, another Metal Gear tradition, you know, where there are rats, there are very often ducks.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there is actually a duck here that many people will probably miss because it's a little hard to notice, you know, unless you follow the rat.
Yeah, well, actually, I miss this.
Really?
Yeah. Let's go inside.
Well, you know, I'm not going to go in right now. I mean, there are a few items here that you can pick up. But, you know, basically what I want people to do is remember that this duct is here because when, you know, during the frog battle, you can actually crawl into this duct and snipe some of the Haven troopers from above.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know. Didn't know at all. I was just shooting during the Haven battles.
Mm-hmm.
This could be cool.
So, all right. Now, one last place that we want to go to is, of course, the bar itself.
Okay. Let's go to the bar then.
So, go ahead and crawl in. Uh-huh. There's a sleep gas mine here, so be careful.
So, we take the sleep gas. We're in front of the bar, which is a big bar, isn't it?
It's a big bar.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bottles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look closely, one of the bottles is a little different.
Which one?
For those users who want to take a closer look, go ahead and enable your solid eye and take a look and come right back. At the far end, you'll see that there is...
Oh, I think a lot of people got this, actually.
Regain, right?
Yes.
Yes. So you can climb up onto the bar and grab that. Uh-huh. It's a small bottle, but a lot of power, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we go inside the bar.
Inside the bar, and then there's a few more items back here. You know, some ammo and another Hidechan.
Hidechan ramen.
Ramen, right.
Yes, the noodles.
Mm-hmm. Right after this, you kind of go and see Meryl, and the event starts up. So I think we'll end here.
So Regain is really popular drink, Ken.
Popular in Japan, yes. Well, you know, maybe the most of the people doesn't know Regain is a real drink.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy it. It's really, really popular drink in Japan.
When do you drink it, Ken?
When I'm, you know, get really tired or, you know, something like a bad thing happened.
This is really funny because in Japan, it's very so natural and normal to have these energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think, you know, in the US, there are a lot of people who drink them also. But it's just we don't have Regain.
Oh, okay.
Although while I'm in Japan, I did actually drink Regain. It's pretty good.
I mean, like 20 years ago or so, Japan had still had a lot of energy drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And back then, I think when I was living in the U.S., didn't have so much that kind of type of super energy.
That's true. Yeah, I think it is a little bit more recent. Maybe a lot of people in America don't know that Regain is a real product. But you know, one other thing that a lot of people don't realize is that CaloriMate Salt-3 was also a real product. Right.
Right.
Yeah, that too. That's really common in Japan as well. Yeah.
Right.
It's like sold everywhere.
Yeah, some guy eat the CaloriMate for the lunch.
For lunch.
Or breakfast.
I actually eat it for breakfast.
Really?
Quite a few times, yeah.
Okay, this wraps up this version of Integral Podcast. And Sean, what can we expect the next time?
2 weeks from now, we're going to move on to South America.
Right.
And we're going to tackle the mountain trail stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, of course, the stage right after you beat Octopus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're tracking down Naomi.
Yeah, that's so a fun part. That's a really, really fun part.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, a pure sneaking mission, tracking down someone. So, yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Okay. So, where's our meeting point, Sean?
Okay. So, what we want everyone to do is go ahead and beat Octopus.
Mm-hmm.
And once that cutscene ends, just go ahead and save it, and we'll start from there.
Okay, all right. Thanks for all your navigation, and thanks for your input again, Ken.
Again, talk over it.
And okay, everybody who have comments or wants to hear more about this or, you know, likes our talk, things like that, please make sure to check in to Hideo blog. http://www.kjp.konami.jp/hideoblog _e. And make sure you give us all your comments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Check back next time for more tips, tricks, and insider info on Metal Gear Solid 4, brought to you by Kojima Productions and Hideo Kojima himself. Make sure to send in your comments to Hideo Blog. See you next time.